Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Following Christ for the right reasons. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him, John 6:66. Hard sayings have a way of quickly thinning the ranks of lukewarm followers. In John 6, Jesus cuts straight to the heart of the matter. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill, John 6:26. Is it because of what you think he can do for you that you call him Lord, or because of who he is? As James Stalker comments, wrong motives for following Christ often flow from faulty expectations about Christ. Walk with James Stalker, a Scottish preacher and scholar who wrote about the life of Christ in the 1800s and 1900s. Jesus had heard of the tragic death of John the Baptist and immediately hurried to a desert place with his disciples to talk over the event. When moved by compassion for the helpless multitude, Jesus performed the stupendous miracle of feeding 5,000. The effect was overwhelming. The crowd became instantaneously convinced that this was none other than the Messiah. Having only one conception of what that meant, they endeavored to take him by force and make him a king, that is, force him to be the leader of a messianic revolt. It seemed the crowning hour of success, but to Jesus himself, it was an hour of sadness and shame. This was all his work had come to? This was the conception they had of him. Were they to try to determine the course of his future action, instead of humbly asking what he would have them do? They were looking for a bread king who would give them idleness and plenty, mountains of loaves, rivers of milk, every comfort without labor. What he had to give was eternal life. Today's New Testament reading is John chapter 6, verses 60 through 71.
On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him.
"No one can come to me unless the Father draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." John 6:44. "Lord, draw me to you, that I too may know the one who is the resurrection and the life. I find my satisfaction in you, the bread of life."
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.